Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday. Shifting gears, talking some Preds now. Unfortunately, fall 3-0 in Montreal last night. They'll be back in action against the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night in Ottawa as they continue this Canadian road trip. Robbie Stanley will have the pregame show for you coming up before that game at, what time is it, 6 o'clock? I should know that. I should know the answer to these questions. So, yeah, they'll have that tomorrow. Thank you. 5 o'clock and then 6 o'clock puck drop. I get lost on the whole hockey night in Canada sometimes. Let's say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How are you? I don't hear Sean.
Hey, it's good to see you. New York Giants, blah, blah, blah. There he
is. That was good. Okay, so we're working on that. We'll have Sean here in just a few minutes. I think we got him now. Sean, you with us? I still don't. There we go. I heard a click. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Having some phone issues this morning. How you doing, Sean?
A lot of people having a lot of issues lately, so that's just not us.
So I want to. I just want to ask this right off the bat.
Oh, what do you want to ask right off the bat? Gracious, sir.
The thing that I have always respected about this organization is stability. Two GMs, David Poile, Barry Trotz, four head coaches. I think even in, you know, presidents, there's been like three or four. Obviously, you and Michelle, you the CEO, Michelle the president now. But stability has been the name of the game. And with, you know, with this ownership group, obviously Governor Haslam coming in, that seems to be very important to him as well. Why has that been something that this organization has wanted to build upon since the start of just being stable and not making these changes when things go the wrong way?
Well, that's a pretty complex question, but I think it really does start with ownership. And you know, you look at the group that has owned this team, you know, from Craig Leopold, who founded the team, right through where we are today with Bill Haslam as the chairman, with obviously Tom Seagren and Herb in between. Everyone got involved with this team because they love the sport, they love the city. Even Craig, who was not here, he saw how special and unique the city was, locked arms with Mayor Bredesen, really to create something really, really special. And remember, Craig could have sold this team to a gentleman from Canada for a lot more money than he ended up selling it for to keep it in Nashville. So
yeah,
right away you start with that, that there's a true, true love and passion for the city. And then when the group bought it in 08, I guess it was, they're all day one season ticket holders. You know, they built their businesses here or they were born here. They love the game. They love the sport. They love what the building and team could do for the city. And when it almost left, they're like, no, we love the city too much. Let's buy it. Never thought they'd make a dollar on it, but they wanted to create something really, really special. And I think they did. And then when Herb was, you know, looking at where he was in life and, you know, he wanted to make sure that he wanted to move the team on to someone that would caretake it the same way they did for so long. And who better than you know, Bill Haslam? Again, another day one season ticket holder. Obviously, man, that loves the state and the city. And, you know, for him stepping in was amazing. And what's really nice about each one of those transactions, with so many teams, it's so disruptive when the team is sold or maybe leadership changes. And I've been part of some of those really odd ones. And to be in the middle of it all and maybe bringing one or two of those guys in, it's been really rewarding. So then you take that and translate it, you know, coming on down, is these guys are confident in who they are, what they are. Their ego is not tied into the team. You know, their desire is to build something really, really special, you know, chase the ultimate prize, obviously, but make sure we do so in a manner that's respectful to the community and, you know, create Smashville and live into it. You know, so when you look at it that way, you're not knee-jerk reactions. You know, right, if something goes wrong today, you know, you're celebrating a guy as being the very best in his field 4 or 5 months ago. You fast forward a little bit and the record's not where you want it to be. You know, a lot of people would say, well, we got to change, whoever that is. You know, fire the CEO, the coach, GM, trade this player or that player. By the way, I really don't like that CEO change, by the way. but it's nice to have someone looking at it, you know, long-term. And, you know, if things aren't working, you know, after some patience, then you have to look at what you're doing and how you're doing it and why. But there's something about stability. You know, some of the greatest teams ever assembled came out of stability. You know, I was very fortunate to kind of get trained under the Pistons. And, you know, I got there, they just celebrated their second championship. I think they were in 8 straight conference finals. That comes with consistency throughout the organization. It doesn't matter, you know, what level you're looking at or what department. And you look at those organizations that, you know, have done really special things for a long period of time. It's normally because there's consistency. You know, as you guys know, I'm a huge Yankee fan. When the Yankees were looking at things in a certain manner, drafting well, keeping their own players, then paying them to stay, they did really well. When other people got in charge and, you know, started flipping things all the time, look at the 80s. Best record in the 80s, but they never won. You know, so when they got stable again in the early 90s, you bring the same manager in for a long, long time, same GM for a long time, some good things happen. So it's consistency is a good thing. Measured patience is really valuable.
And that was the key, that's the key word, patience. And I know that
measured patience.
Measured patience. But you have to be. And I think that everyone is kind of seeing that now. And, you know, I don't know if you've always felt that it was this way in your career, that, you know, because I feel like hockey in general can be impatient at times, because you do, and I don't have the numbers directly in front of me, but you do see a lot of in-season changes. I mean, Chicago just fired their coach yesterday. But I do think you have to be patient. And I think especially with the situation that you all are in, you know the talent. Like, we all know that you signed 2 40-goal scorers, that they don't just forget how to put the puck in the back of the net. So I kind of look at it as you have to, Elliot Friedman said on our air yesterday, you have to take a deep breath and be patient. And so I know that's probably been tested at times this year, but how do you continue to deliver that message to the fan base when maybe they do get a little impatient, that you just kind of have to let this play out?
Like, I like that our fans are upset. You know, every single person in our offices, locker room, anyone associated with the team, whether you're a casual fan, passionate fan, employee, or a player, or coach, GM, we all feel the same way right now. You know, no one's happy. But at the same time, how do you react to that? You know, I think Bruno has a pretty good quote about frustration. How do you deal with frustration? You go down one path or the other. You one path, you use that frustration to address and figure out what's not working, why it's not working, and work on it every single day to try to take a step forward. You're going to make some mistakes along that correction path. The other avenue is a really bad one. That frustration turns into anger and bitterness and finger pointing. And that's where it gets a little dangerous. And what I like, what we're still seeing, is we're falling on the right path still. The results aren't there yet. I really thought when Marcel scored that kind of odd goal the other night, that was going to really start breaking it forward and letting the offense tumble in. Just like when you're in a batting slump and you have that weird bloop single, sometimes that changes it. I really thought that was going to be a change, and maybe it still will be. You know what? You know, last night, you know, playing back-to-back, that was a frustrating game. I mean, it really, really was. And ideally, let's start turning the corner in Ottawa, because, you know, we're not where we want to be, obviously. And it's easy to say we're only X points out of a playoff spot. You know, everything's so bundled up still. We got to start chipping away at that today. You know, this is not, you know, after our 0-5 start, you know, we gave out the golden shovel in the locker room to the hero of the game after a win. And that was almost funny, right? We dug ourselves a hole. How do we get out of it? Well, now the hole's pretty deep, and you don't turn that on a dime. You don't turn that on a single change here or there. It's like, you know, steering a giant, you know, steamer ship. You know, it's a little couple degrees at a time. But again, what I like are, you know, how the guys are still committed together. You look at certain stats that are working. Those are a result that guys trust each other, believe in each other, and the room's really tight still. But let's face it, a few more wins will make those steps and those changes work a little bit better and faster, and all of a sudden that wheel starts spinning bigger and bigger and bigger. And ideally, you know, we start that turnaround now and come out of the holiday break, you know, the first of the year, with a little bit more optimism, some wins under our belt, and we can really see where we're going.
All right, first thing, we're talking to our good friend Sean Henry, chief bottle washer for the Nashville Predators. Sean, let's talk positivity here. Tomorrow night, you and me, Justin Timberlake, right?
You know what? I am so mad at myself for missing tomorrow Casey Musgraves concert, which is tomorrow night and Saturday night. Justin Timberlake's next week. So, Joe, I know you're excited about our date, but it's a week away, I think. But I'm actually heading to Atlanta a little bit for some SEC meetings and to attend the SEC championship game with Greg Sankey. So I'm excited about that. I'm sure I'll see you two down there. I know you covered the biggest sports down in Key West last week. So hopefully we'll see you in the Beach Street somewhere.
Hey, don't hurt your back picking up that name you just dropped. So be careful of that if you don't mind.
Hey, you know what? I can drop Greg Sankey whenever I want. He's one of the few guys I know that also went to University of New York. So it's nice to have an alumni brother. And we talk about how we barely got through college and somehow have okay jobs.
What, isn't he a Nashville Predator season ticket holder, or was he?
He is. He is a huge, passionate fan. He was up here last week with Charlie Hussey for the CMAs. And it's funny, Earl Swallow texted me at 7:15. He said, "Hey, I'm walking in the door. Where are you?" And he'll go sit next to each other. He's a bigger hockey fan than honestly anyone I know. When he grew up, like a minute from the Canadian border in real, real upstate New York. I think he's from the town that gets more snow than anywhere else in the Northeast. But he's a huge hockey fan. And I look forward to seeing him tonight because we'll talk hockey more so than we'll even talk our partnership on the SEC basketball tournament or all they have going on. It's really fun to be around him.
Also, I look forward to him, you and me, and Chase getting our picture at the Smashville Snow Globe. That's outside Pete and Terry's Tavern. Can we set that up next week or soon?
I thought it was set up already. If it wasn't, it must be your calendar getting in the way. But, yeah, last night my wife and I and Bob Cole kicked the doors open on that at 3 o'clock and then went back after our game at about 10 o'clock. And it's fun. It really is. I mean, it's give you a reason to smile. You know, Pete and Terry's right out there on Demumbrian. And this came from someone in our marketing department, maybe in Bill Wickett, I forget. It was like, hey, let's just pop this up. It'll be fun. It'll be cool. And in the course of 4 or 5 days, the idea came together. And yesterday at 2:30, watching everyone kind of trimming the tree, if you will, and hanging some lights, the menus came in. It's fun. It really is. So hopefully get a chance to go in there and smile a little bit. And ideally, got a hot toddy before and after the Flames game on Tuesday. And, you know, your arms are up after the game and you're smiling a little bit bigger and better in the globe.
Well, good. We'll get our picture taken on Tuesday. We'll do it there. I want to go back to what Chase was talking about with you about the hockey team. You know, we all know, look, it's not going like you wanted it to go. We all know that we're not done. We realize all that. But my thing is, if it does come together, what a great comeback story, right? I mean, let's talk positivity. What a great comeback story. It's like, look at him now and come back. Because, look, the possibility is there to write this amazing story. You can't go back and change the beginning, but my goodness, you could change the ending, right?
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, obviously you'd rather be undefeated, right? You know, where you are right now. And there are a lot better examples of being in the top three positions this time of year and what the outcome could be for the team. But there are so many wonderful examples of teams that were so far out of it, you know, in January. That it's funny, my counterpart of the Blues called me the other day to say, hey, you know, look where we were when we won in 2019. You're a good team. Don't worry about it. I mean, you feel like, you know, the kid that strikes out all the time and everyone's slapping you on the back. My old boss in Tampa called me this morning, actually, after losses. He does when we're going poorly. And he reminded me, when we won in 04, we were the last place team January 10th in the entire league. When we made the cup in 2017, if you remember, we were out of the playoffs in January, and we were the 16th seed to get in. Edmonton last year. I mean, it happens. You're a little bit more enthused or maybe looking at the positivity of it or light at the end of the tunnel with a team with this much talent. You know, so with that said, I don't want to be Pollyanna and be like, oh, look at all these teams that did it, therefore we're going to do it too. There are a lot better examples of the teams that, you know, were, you know, won their first 10 games or whatever. But you're right, Joe. I mean, when this does turn around, it'll be a lot more fun for all of us to be able to say, hey, remember we were there in that middle of the, you know, dire streak, but we were still hung in there and we're still at the game and we're still watching. And here we are today in a place that's a little bit better.
I can't wait for that day. That is for sure. Sean, I know. And look, I've said it before and I'm going to continue to say it, you know, you're appreciated. All of you are appreciated in how, you know, you come on here and you do these interviews and talk about this, because I know it's tough. And, you know, I think if anybody had an explanation on how to fix it, it would have already been fixed. So it just, it's a weird thing with sports, but thanks for doing this as always. And we look forward to our picture at the Snow Globe.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate our fans that are so passionate and, you know, writing notes, tweets, emails, texts, whatever it may be, you know, letting us know they're not happy, but at the same time, a lot of them still believe. And I just want to say thanks to everyone, you know, for we ride through this thing together, and maybe we all get our picture made together next week.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks,
have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. You too.
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll wrap up the first hour, talk a little bit more about that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.